Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. You're designing your radiance. I'm designing mine, and who cares? Well, if you shift your frequency and you shift your radiance, guess what? You're much more capable of manifesting, of creating the reality you want, or you could say getting into the flow of life as you would prefer it. And I think that the other thing I keep thinking about with creating our reality is the self-empowerment, as far as radiating at a higher level and creating the reality you want, there's a tremendous job that goes in behind it all. And that job is in clearing and going in and finding out what disempowers you. Where did it come from? You don't even need to know all the details. But if I say, wow, do you ever have if you want to create your reality, you want to have a really high frequency. Some of you go, and there's a pain in the gut that says, I don't know if mine's high enough. I don't know if I am going to belong to the frequency flyers group or what. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm ready yet. I don't know if I'm good enough yet. I don't know. Those are the things you go after. Go right in there. Go after. I was raised Catholic, like a lot of you were, and we had the seven deadly sins, you know, pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. And actually, I've been cruising because I'm doing a new website, and I'm going to be doing some blogs and so on. And I noticed, I started to Google this, the sins of the various religions, and basically, what, going back to radiance, okay, to increase your radiance, you want to bring up the things that are called sins. We'll call them more simple than the way I read it out that we got in the Catholic Catechism. But they're just ways of competing with one another, comparing with one another, power over one another, being out of touch with what you're really doing and stifling and denying things and defending yourself so much so that you can't really have an interaction with people. Defense itself or resistance, those are huge frequency dampers. You know, so it's like I always laugh when things all kind of flow together. So it doesn't matter whether you're going through the Hindu stuff. I went through some Muslim stuff. I went through the Catholic, the Christian, and so on, the good and bad and evil, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's all the same old stuff. It's do unto others you want done unto you. And if you're not coming at things through like a love and a win-win, then you're withholding something, you're resisting something, you're stifling some competition. You know what I mean? And that all of those things, when you get a hold of what's really going on in you and you clear that, then you're actually, no, okay, and how do we clear it? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But you're actually raising your fields and frequency, because what we are, we're these amazing critters, vibrational vehicles of light. And through thousands and thousands and thousands of gosh knows how many thousands of years, we've been tootling along through the galaxies, picking up information, following the flow of the soul. The drives, a lot of times the drives are coming through those the sins or the stifling reactions that we've got in there and that we gather up, and they create their own. So if you go out there and you're really happy, seemingly happy, but you're hiding an anger and a jealousy, guess what? You're going to run into that over and over and over again, and it could be lifetimes and more lifetimes. I bet you a lot of you have heard a lot about karma. What does that mean? You know, karma, that's leftover stuff. It's just to me anyway, it's a word, and I know that you can seek through many, many books and get lots of different definitions or slightly different shades of definitions. Excuse me, but what I understand it to be is where we have those reactions in us that are left over from old situations, you know, how you were beheaded somewhere, how you were falsely accused, how you were betrayed, how you were the betrayer, how you were really dominant over people and took charge of their lives and stole all their moolah or something. There's a reaction left in your being of what you did, what the punishment is. The greatest punishments are ourselves, and they set us off a course of reaction where whatever those reactions are inside of us like to be acted out as you go through your life. So what we're saying is that if you want to create your reality, you you got to get a hold of those little characters inside that are busy reacting and creating the reality for you, and you don't even know they're there. So even though it's such old, old hat, I'm saying to you today, to really empower yourself, you got to find out where your boogeymen are, and they're all in us, aren't they? Our self-hatred, our self-judgment, the kinds of things that make us defensive, our mistrust, jealousies, or our comparative things. I was talking to the guides before we started this show, and they were talking about competition. For example, between mothers and daughters, how many of you have ever heard of mothers and daughters not actually getting along all that well, or having a push-pull that sometimes is inexplicable? And one of the things about it that I've learned through many, many years as an intuitive, as a healer, you know, working with people's intense issues, is that in the mother-daughter thing, there's a really, in some cases, vehement, strident fury at the mother when the mother gets vulnerable, when the mother's weak. And the reason for that is because the daughter then feels that it's a decree and she also has to be weak. That's only a tiny part of it. There can be a lot of karmic stuff, other soul life things, and so on. But it's very, very interesting if you turn and look at that inside and go, oh, my daughter or Mary Lou's mother or something. Doesn't matter who. It's many, many different mother-daughter situations are like that. Or you could say some same-sex parents and children. But I think mother-daughter is kind of extreme, where mom gets really weak and really vulnerable, and the girl gets enraged. I've seen it over and over and over again, and it's really a it's a competitive thing, but it's not direct in a way. It's not like, I want to be better than you, Mom. It's like, don't inflict this fragility on me. I can't bear to be like you. I was talking to a sweet client whose mother I work with, and I work with her as well. They're really wonderful people. And the client gets really angry at her mother. And we talked about this part of it, and she said, really, when we started brainstorming it, she said, isn't that interesting? She said, I get so angry with her that I can't see straight when I see myself acting like her, and I don't like the way I'm acting. So it might be that vulnerability. So in a certain sense, that's kind of a competition, isn't it? It's kind of and competition is a fear-based thing in a way, is that if I'm not as good as you are, man, I'm in the soup, aren't I? I'm in big trouble. So it's a really interesting thing when you're thinking about what is it we need to release and clear. The idea is to go right in and feel the jealousy, or feel the competition, or feel the rage at the person, and why. What is it saying about you? And if you drop in and feel that, lo and behold, and it might take you a day or two or three or four or five or six, and it may take only just a couple of minutes or even seconds, but you'll find that a very intense holding pattern that's inside of you blows itself away. It's like it gets to unfurl, like something that's been trapped in there and nothing would let it expand. Very, very interesting. I think it would be worth, well, we do a whole show on that. I'm thinking specifically of the mother and daughter, but we do many, many shows on releasing and clearing, because I'm telling you what, there's no way out of our old karma stuff without looking at it. Look at it, recognize it, be with it, and let it unfold. I heard the words of a wonderful wise woman today. She used to be a healer. She's not any longer. She's older, and she's, I would say, very awakened. She's got that radiance about her. But she said that when she was doing healing work, she always prayed, you know, and I was talking to someone else, that we pray that our children get to meet the demands and challenges of their soul, so they unhook them. And she said, you know, I don't do that. I say, I pray to the higher to help us have a life as a human being. And when we come through struggles, pray that the solutions are soft. Pray that our struggles really help us move forward. Because the soul is not a human being. And sometimes the soul will drive us through some incredible situations, and it doesn't seem to know how excruciating it is, because it's very difficult to be a human being. We were talking about oneness blessings and being awakened, and how different being awakened is from actually being a human being. And as she said, well, it's not of the soul. It's not of the human. It's a whole other realm. So we kind of were jumping around and playing with these concepts. Anyway, it reminded me to start praying for solutions that are not necessarily challenges of the soul, because some of those hurt like mad, don't they? Have any of you ever experienced that? Let's have you phone in, and we're going to talk about you. What are you going through these days? What kind of journeying are you doing? I don't know if any of you heard, but I reran the Bhagavad Gita on Tuesday night. I didn't rerun the Bhagavad Gita. I reran Jack Hawley on the Bhagavad Gita and his huge, long study that culminated in a very wonderful reiteration of that epic, which once again takes us through the unhooking, the facing, the inner battle. The whole battle is a metaphorical battle on facing your inner and taming the monsters that throw us into a state of reaction versus conscious action. So I thought that was a really nice prelude, something to lead us into what our real power is. So let's do our long meditation. I love to do that meditation with you. And some of you get huge results because you tell me this. I love it when you call me and tell me what went on, or email me, Veronica@VeronicaAntwistle.com. I love to hear from you. And I'm really hoping that you'll either email me now some questions, or you'll phone in with your questions after we finish our meditations. They don't have to be questions. Tell me what's going on in your life. What do you feel about your personal power? Are you able to deal with karmic things? Do you have any great stories of bubbling that out? Sometimes when I do things like that, I burst into sweat. Not always that pleasantly dramatic. At least drama means that you've done something, doesn't it? But some of you are going through some very big life challenges, which are forcing the redefinition of what security is. And security is a funny thing. It's not just about, it's not a post and beam with a roof. Security is sometimes a really deep, deep, or ultimately a very deep feeling of knowing you're in, what, in the arms of your angels, or you're in spirit's hands. But anyway, what's going on in your world? It's a very insecure world right now, and it's wonderful to hear from you. There's so many magical things going on simultaneously with some rumblings and shatterings of old systems. All right, let's meditate together. Let's create our vibrational community. This is a community, and I want you to remember this. This is like Facebook, but we'll call it Soul Book, okay? And we're all going to get connected whilst we, above our heads, we see a golden ball, maybe 2 miles up. And below our spine, we see another golden ball about 40 feet down. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball, about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. Yes, and upside down, meeting it, point to point, another four-sided gold pyramid. And when the two of them are jammed together, there they are, an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And inside of that, you've got the crystal ball. And inside of that, you've got a star tetrahedron, three-dimensional Star of David. And inside of that, let's have you spin. Spin, and spin, and whilst you're spinning, boy, I'm sure getting dizzy spinning. This time I'm really dizzy in the hands and in the chest. Funny, hey, what's going on with you when we do this? Now, as we spin and spin, see in front of you a magical screen, and on that screen, we're going to create some little movies. And the first movie is all about you becoming who you want to become. I always want to become multidimensional, consciously multidimensional. But the more I learn about the oneness and awakening, I go, well, maybe that'll do. So what you do is you want to see yourself on the screen becoming whatever it is you want to become. And I want to be coming from the heart all the time, too, which I'm not yet sometimes. And see yourself becoming that. And as you do, smile, cheer for yourself. Woo-hoo! Wrap it in light and then move to the next one. And in the next movie, you're creating something that you want to create. Okay. And it's a project of some sort. It can be home and family. It can be building a house. It can be writing a book, making a movie, taking a world cruise, changing the world. And see all the resources coming together, all the people, the places, the things, the time, the laughter, to bring your project to fruition. Just see it happening. All the pieces, and as you see it culminating, coming to a point where it's really amazing, just grin, be happy for yourself. I did it, yay! And see all the resources coming to sustain your project over a long period of time. Isn't that wonderful? You've accomplished a great deal. Wrap that in light. Let's move to the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, you have a healing team, and have them stand around a fresh, beautiful healing table. Yeah. I always see this room as being kind of all white with the healing table there, but it's got all these, you know how white has a whole bunch of different colors in it, so you can get it. Creamy white, a pinky white, a bluey white, a radiant, radiant, radiant white. Yeah, so those are the colors I see in my room, and I lie down on the table because the first person that comes in is you, and me in my case. And I lay on the table, and I ask for a specific thing. I have a specific issue I want to deal with. Now, you may have a specific issue, or you may ask them, what is the issue they want you to deal with? Mm-hmm. Excellent. And see what they do. Yeah, that's good. Let's see what they do. Very good. And then we're going to ask, yeah, see, when you ask for something in your body, which I did, they're now showing the counterpart in the brain as they move energy through my body and up into the brain, because the brain is the computer that kind of runs things, eh? I know there's huge intelligence. Well, the heart is the place to become the most intelligent, the most empathic, and so on. But the brain's got pretty strong computer functions, don't you think? We can't do without our organs, right? So wrap yourself in light when you think you've gotten somewhere. Mine isn't complete, but I really feel a lot of consciousness of moving energy, and that's good enough because they wrap it in light, move it over to the left, and they'll continue with that process whilst we move on to the next person. Now, our team is magical, so they replicate themselves around the table. And on this table, I'm bringing in a new friend of mine. And she's got, she's in her middle years, and she has an exhaustion, and she has osteoarthritis. And I'm having her come in and lie on the table. She's fairly overwhelmed, but she's also very intuitive, so she seems to be getting a big bang out of this. And she's lying down on the table, and we're asking the team if they would please help her. And they are. And what's happening on your table? Do you have someone different? Yeah. And with my friend, she has a, again, a brain pattern. She's had a lot of trauma in this life. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. and they're moving. You know what trauma is like? It sort of sits in little pockets. And the body, actually, our body is an amazing filing cabinet, and all kinds of things sit in all kinds of places in the body. And I'm seeing all along her spine. Remember, she has osteoarthritis, and all along her spine, she's got these, like, inflammation sort of tucked in between her vertebrae. Oh, my goodness, especially on the left side. And they're going through her body and trying to move those. And they're also moving into two places, the brain. Oops, they're going in through the brain and moving, the soothing some of the brain patterns, the neck, the back, and into the whole gastrointestinal area. Into the whole gastrointestinal area. That's where we digest our life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And now we're going back up into the heart area. Tremendous heartache. And a lot of us know that there's a tie between any kind of arthritic situation, also rheumatic as well, and anger, hidden anger. But we see here heartache, rejection, betrayal, and anger. And yet the anger is more like a hurt anger, you know, almost like, what happened here? I just didn't expect that. I think that's the kind of emotional route to a lot of difficulties, isn't it? So anyway, we're taking a long time with her. What's going on your table? We'll wrap that in light and have the team continue to work on that, because I feel like she's getting a lot of lightning inside. Good. And move it over to the left there. Mm-hmm. And now, let's see, this other person is a young man, youngish man, and I think he's very depressed and arrogant. Isn't that an interesting combination? And I want to say that he has all kinds of fatigue and aches and pains, and yet he's strong. And I think that it's just he is suppressed so much, like childhood pain, and he's not paying attention to what's in there. And I watch him, and I feel dizzy when I'm looking at him, like he's really blocked inside. And the consequences are he dulls his senses, and he dulls his feelings, and he gets very despairing and quite hopeful. Yeah. So they're coming in, and they're standing around his table, and they're working with his head. Making me yawn. This guy makes me yawn. Yeah, because you see, we talked about radiance, and when people stifle their real feelings and real reactions, then they deceive themselves, right? But the radiance doesn't deceive. So what happens is his energy pulls people in. That's it. And that's what happens, why you yawn like that. And they're shifting his energy. There you are. Good. There we are. We're going to wrap that in light, move it to the left. And then here, I have a dear friend here who banged her head. She banged her head twice over the last 10 years, and they've been long hauls, and she recently banged her head again and has had that propensity to concussion and sort of long-term pain. So we're just going to do a quick one with her. We're just going to get things going again. Going to bring her into the table, and she seems glad to be coming in. And we're asking the team to replicate themselves. There you are. And they're pulling things out. That's right. And I think that what they're doing is trying to get her to reformat something in her life. But in the meantime, they're literally pulling vibrations out of her body. Yeah. That have kept her body kind of precariously balanced. They're pulling them out like strings. Very interesting. Now we have to carry on up the jungle, so I want them to please infuse this wonderful lady with healing energy and raise the fields and frequency so that her body doesn't hurt. Wrap it in light. Move it over to the left, and let's bring in our political one. Ooh, is there ever some really hot politics going on these days? Which of the most honest people do you want to run in what? Role. Isn't it interesting, all the spin? Have you ever heard so much hoo-ha in your life? Oh, my gosh, if you've got $1 million, I can tell you bigger, glossier lies. That's how it feels to me. However, I think what we're going to do is just have our team duplicate themselves and have them move out into many, many, many realms. So each member, each of the guides that's with us has got counterparts in many, many realms. Okay? So let's have them bring in the whole horde and wrap around the entire political body with all the people running for office and the characters that are turning the handles of the machine behind them. Good. And then we're going to call in this amazing, amazing energy and have the energy pulse through the people. There you are. Pulse right through all these beings so that their consciousness will be lifted. So they'll be lifted out of the marketing hoo-ha and become real and care and be compassionate about this being a great country for innovation, independence. Isn't this the country where you can be the daughter of a charwoman or the son of a charwoman and become the president of the United States, because it's the country that gives you the leeway to move through all kinds of social strata. It's not all caste-ridden, supposedly. It's not a country where you have to be rich, supposedly. It's supposed to be where people come to avoid or to get away from prejudice, all right? So this is the ideal, right? So let's go for the ideal. Let's spin lights through all kinds of political people. Let's spin golden. They're like bottle washers. Let's move them up through the feet of any of the political beings you can just envision right now. Move them up and swish them out. Raise the fields and frequency and change your reality. Raise the fields and frequency and change your reality. Amp it up again, we're asking the team, please. And they're doing that. Now we're going to call in a beautiful vibrational healing balm, B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B, right? And it's a kind of a pink, salmon-y pink, radiant color, and it comes down from the great central sun. And it just absolutely infuses our entire, in through your head, it infuses your body, moves through your neck, and out through, roll it round and round in your heart, down through your arms, out your hands. And as it comes out of your hands, boy, is it ever strong. You're choosing, this is you creating a reality, you're choosing to send, to emit that energy in wonderful parts of the world that need healing, that need a shift in the power of healing the land, the people, where the people are sick, where the politics is crazy, where the abuse is too strong or is strong at all. We just keep patting this all around where the Gulf oil thing was, where the polar ice caps are melting, where the financial institutions are dissolving. Okay, and we're just patting it around because there's no reason, as my friend said today, there's no reason why we can't be praying for soft human solutions to things. The soul stuff is probably pretty heavy, as she said. But the human stuff, we don't want it to be that heavy. We want to have family dinners. We want to go out for tea. We want to laugh and play. We want to work. We want to raise our children. We want to educate. Right? That's it. We don't necessarily want war and battle. So we're just praying for all this soft energy to move through all the people, the whole political situation, how it starts out here for us, and yet it's global, isn't it? And just run that energy round and round and round our planet. And then have it come back up through your hands, through your arms, cycle around your chest, move up through your shoulders, your neck, your head, and way back out into the great central sun. And now turn back and close off your galactic healing center. Maybe zipper it down. Thank you very much for the guides and angels and team that helped us so much. And jump into your star tetrahedron and spinny, 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 spin. Yee-hoo! And come back in the room with me. How are you today? I think that was pretty powerful. How's your sense of power? Do you feel powerful today? I'm just seeing if I got any. No, I didn't get any questions. So let's see if we can get some questions from you. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So I hope you're going to call in and say, hello, is there something we can do here? Now, it's really interesting. I'm asking who I should look at because I want to talk about empowerment, and I want to talk about how you can resonate with the higher level of yourself. You can resonate with the higher level of yourself by clearing and releasing. We talked about that, right? So I just want to know how you're doing on that. And I'm going to look at, there's a woman I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. She's very overweight. She's got some crumbling discs. Her life is extremely frustrating because she seems to build, she knows a lot. She's very intuitive. She studies many things, but she keeps getting kind of cornered, and she's in a position where she kind of pushes people away, and her business undulates, and that's not so unusual these days. But in any case, her body is kind of collapsing, and she's young, and she's pretty. I'm taking a look at her and her vertebrae. Yeah. And now the thing about the spine is, you all know this, okay? It's like holding ourselves up. Everything gets held up. Oh, goody. I'll finish about my friend after I've talked to you and you are on the air.
Hi, Fräulein.
Hi.
This is Mackie.
Hi, Mackie. How are you?
Hi. Loved you for a long time. I'm doing really well, thanks.
Good girl.
And, loved listening to you, yes.
Thank you. Mackie is a dear friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have for a long time.
For a long time.
Remember
yeah.
where we met? In
yes,
Randy's
I
kitchen.
Do. Yes. Hi, Randy. If you're listening, I bet he's not.
Yeah, wouldn't that be? That'd be great. Well, Veronica, what I wanted to ask, and our friend Jaya just really suggested this, that I ask. My niece, her name is Jan Ramsey, and she had a brain tumor that was cancerous about 13 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
And her brain, it was taken out, and her brain was radiated, and now she's not doing well. And I'd appreciate knowing what you think her soul is, you know, what she really wants. She didn't leave instructions, and so I'm wondering what you
has
see
she,
about that.
Has she, like you're saying, it's a recurrence?
No, the cancer's not recurred, but the damage, the doctor radiated her brain. And, I mean, she, of course, agreed to that. And so that, she's having...
How old is she, Mackie?
Well, she's about 53.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting because... what I'm seeing is that there's something, she has never been well, that's 13 years, because I'm seeing that there's something that's rejuvenatable there, and I know you know a great deal about supplements and so on. She needs some kind of, have they used acupuncture on her yet?
No, I don't think so. She did have a stroke, and she was in a coma. I think that's a great idea to use acupressure or acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But there's also something... See, here's the thing, Mackie, that we're looking at here. First of all, you and I both believe in magic, okay? But
yeah.
She also, if I were to be really kind of more limited, I'd say there's some aspect that's capable of regenerating in her brain. Right now, it seems to me that she's kind of listless a lot of the time and hasn't quite got the connection to life that she wants.
That's very, very true.
And she can't quite... She focuses sometimes, but she doesn't focus very well, does she? Does she speak all right?
No. They put a trach in. They put a tube in her. I mean, it was really... the real thing I'm concerned about, too, is my brother, Charles Rufus Ramsey, who I would love to... I mean, he's in grief, of course, and... But I was wondering, I guess, mainly, really, I guess it would be to look and see.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. There's an aspect of there that can be rejuvenated, but it doesn't look like, well, at some point she, I don't like to say this over global radio, but I'm going to take a chance. At some point she's going to prefer to leave, you see.
Yeah.
And I think he knows
that. I was wondering if she already did prefer. I don't know. But
I don't think
thank
she's
you.
Quite.
Thank you.
I don't know if she's quite clear about that yet, Mackie. She looks like there's a part of her that still wants something and feels like there's some possibility. She's not in a coma now, is she?
No, she's not. When I was there just last week, it was more like a blank stare. But she can nod her head if somebody asks her a question. And she can blink her eyes a yes. That's the yes. And no, the blinking the eyes is no. And then she can squeeze somebody's finger.
But honey, you know, something. There's something she's learning, and I feel like when's her birthday?
Probably. You know, I just plain don't remember. I don't.
Well,
know.
Here's the thing I'm seeing is somewhere around. You said she's 53. Just after her birthday, she's going to have come to some conclusion and she'll be ready. She has some kind of action going on inside where she's having presence there, you know, the presence. And I think she'll be ready to go and she will just probably leave. Probably it'll be like a pneumonia thing,
mm-hmm.
You know.
But
if I were her dad, I would get her to have some acupuncture, because there's some aspect of
her. I will mention.
Yeah.
That would be great. I'll mention that.
But and the other thing you said, I wonder what she wanted. Well, it seems like she wants there's a comprehension of something. You know how the soul and the spirit work. It's not logical all the time, but there's some click that she's going to get, and then she'll just be gone. No.
Well. Okay.
I don't think she's suffering a lot.
Oh, I'm so glad. She doesn't seem to be. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
Well, that's just wonderful, Veronica.
It's been a while, 13 years, huh?
A long time. But she chose to have because I guess she was convinced that would help her be with her boys. One is a freshman in college, and one... is a sophomore in high school, and she wanted to be, they were little, of course, and so she wanted to be with them if she could. So that's why she decided, or the doctor let her think, that she would be better off if she radiated her brain. One doctor didn't recommend that, but the other one did. So anyway, that's what she did. And,
well, you know, she's essentially quite a sensitive woman like you are. You know, some people could handle that better than others, but she couldn't handle it.
Right. She couldn't handle the radiation, you mean? Or
yeah, she couldn't handle that kind of poison in her system.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but
I'm not surprised.
I think for most of us it'd be pretty hard. Anyway, you're a good cousin. Aunt, are you her aunt, darling?
Yes, I am her aunt.
Oh.
It's my brother's, she's my brother's daughter.
Well, they're lucky to have you.
Well, thank you so much.
I would go put my hands on her head.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call, Mackie.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to hear you, and I appreciate your reading.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye, honey. That was an interesting call because Mackie put it in a wonderful way. What is she looking for? What does she want? And a lot of people that are in comas, or I know she's not quite in a coma, but a lot of people that are in comas apparently stay there till they get whatever the connection is, and then they're gone. And we don't know what it is because you and I have many, many levels of consciousness. many levels of consciousness. Very, very interesting. So let me see. I was back into this woman who's very, very, we should get into levels of consciousness in hers. Well, I put her up on the table, and she's very heavy, and she's got these deteriorating discs, and everything she does gets, and this is about clearing, everything she does gets, just doesn't seem to go well. It goes really well, and then it's gone again. Really well, and then she nosedives. It's like she's built, now I'm looking for it really intensely right now. She's built for, it's, I guess, self-destruction, but it's more like a hopeless expectation of things not working for her, and she's developed kind of a martyrish thing. Okay, so here's the deal. As the guides and the team are working on her, she's lying on this table, they're pulling out the martyr part, and they're showing it's in the belly, and it's in the chest, and it's in the feet. It's like her whole body is just dripping with this martyr thing. And that's not because she's a jerk. It's just because it's the way sometimes we handle, we justify our heartaches and our sadness by having that feeling of being being a martyr. You know, it's like, oh, I've sacrificed for everyone, that sort of thing. But she needs, what she needs to do is get into a major cleansing program and really bring up all the feelings of inadequacy, of jealousy, of hatred. Remember the seven deadly sins again. I mean, just bring up all the stuff about pride and what she thought she was going to be. And something that the guides are showing about her is she has a tremendous ambition, a fantasy about being way above many people, but she hasn't mustered that. So even though both of those are mythical statements and goals, and our ambitions are sometimes a little out of line with what our life might have been, she's got a gap there between feeling badly for herself and feeling that this kind of arrogance that she's really beyond all this. It's really interesting. And so the recommendation would be, and the guides are talking about it right around her chest right now because it moves as we're talking, and they're saying the recommendation would be to pull out the arrogance and take a look at it. And sit there and just wallow in it long. If I'm arrogant, I'm arrogant, I want to feel my arrogance and so on, until it starts to disperse, either that or call in her angels and get them to take it. And then the other one to do is, and then she can cycle some nice golden like bottle washers in there. And then the other one is to call in the martyr. I want to feel the martyr. I want to feel all the martyr energy. Oh, poor me. I've sacrificed so much for the world. Good. And as we do that, there's a huge change in her chest. So we're going to infuse that with these spiraling golden lights and then whirl some purple flame around it and have some purple flame run through the body. And then, and when it comes to healing, let's ask for some really wonderful violet flame to be working on each of the vertebrae in this woman. Mm-hmm. That's good. Which one? Reminds me of one of the women that I brought into the Galactic Healing Center, and we talked about her osteoarthritis. And it's the same thing. We want to do the violet flame round and round each vertebrae. It's something you can do. Use a violet flame on your warts. Use a violet flame on your stiff joints and so on. We just put them in there and we just see, feel, experience the violet flame whirling and burning and burning and burning in any of the joints that are stiff, or in her case, in the vertebrae that are supposedly crumbling. Our ability to heal is tremendous. Unless it links up somehow with the karmic hoo-ha, right? Oh my, so when we're reading, let's jump back into the Bhagavad Gita. Not that we were there a minute ago, but actually we were, because it takes us through that huge long process of being a human being and struggling and conquering and defining and redefining who who we are, where we're going, what we believe in, brushing up our goodness, and goodness in this epic is when you come to terms with, for example, the martyr or the resistance and the judgments that are inside of us, the resistances against other people and so on, or the comparative things or the competitions or the jealousies. You deal with all of those things, and what comes up? But this more purified and more enlightened aspect of yourself, that's the whole battle. There's not, when you look at it that way, is all the external stuff is just a kind of hoo-ha to get you to engage your feelings and your reactions so that you can take charge of them and not necessarily have those same feelings and reactions to propel you from through lifetimes. It's very interesting. So when I'm looking back at the Bhagavad Gita and I'm looking at my friend who has the disintegrating discs, I go, well, one of the things the Gita talks about is that you learn to sacrifice. And for those of you who heard Aravinda, who's one of my favorite paradigm shifters, so is Jack Hawley, actually, he talks about you learn to bring yourself into the world and purify, so you get to know who you really are. Like, what is it? Your dharma is all about. What is it that you came to do in this lifetime? And then when you really, really focus on it and you really do a lot of clearing, then your job is to really offer yourself to the divine. You and I each have the divine in us. And when you get to know the divine in you and you keep purifying and so on, then you're offering yourself every day in all kinds of service. So when we talk about martyring and so on, there's a self-sacrifice. And that's a whole lot different than the Bhagavad Gita talks about taking sacrifice into the world all the time. And I really worked with that. I was like, I don't know about that. But they're not talking about sacrifice. They're talking about, or not talking about self-sacrifice martyr. He's talking about moving into the world with a greater view, bringing yourself in to offer yourself, bringing yourself in for full service. Not somebody who just says, well, I want to sit home and eat donuts. Somebody who is participating in the collective and bringing themselves forward from the truth of their own dharma and offering themselves to divinity. He calls that sacrifice, sacrificing, I suppose, comfort and so on. But it's not a martyr thing. You see the difference? We're talking here about empowerment, you know, how you really empower yourself. And it really probably isn't through bodybuilding, although some of you could phone in and tell me that it is. Love to hear from you. So call in. You have a few more minutes. And Jackie and the team are going to be in at the top of the hour. And her subject this week, you know, Jackie, a lot of you know that Jackie's a character and her team is just an amazing group who... we all love it. They channel for usually half of the show now. And they bring in all kinds of information from many, many realms. And it's just a privilege to be able to listen to them, talk to them. And the radiance is very high. I guess they've done a lot of clearing because they got high radiance. And let's see. Next week on my radio show, I have a book. A woman named Lani, and she's done a book on No One Has to Die Alone. And the next week, I have a book, and these are writers. I've got some pretty interesting writers coming up. And the next book is called something about indie. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a novel, and yet it's a very interesting one because I'm an intuitive, most of you know that, and a lot of you are intuitive too. It's all about a young girl trying not to be an intuitive, but it keeps breaking out in her consciousness and how all the twists and turns of her young life as she tries to struggle with this and deal with it, and she gets mocked in high school and all that stuff. It's a very, very interesting. I really liked reading this novel. It's written by Tara, and I apologize. I don't have the book sitting here because I don't have the right name, but you'll get it on my little weekly flyer. I'll put it up on Facebook as well. But they're from Canada, which I am too, and they wrote this book based on one of their life experiences. I think you'll find it really good. The other one is No One Has to Die Alone, and she's worked with dying people for a long time and really talks about being present with the dying, and I'm very excited about that subject. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle. If you have any feedback for me, now, none of you phoned in, just Mackie, who I absolutely adore, so I can't say just. None of you phoned in, but I'd love to get your feedback, so please write to me, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com, no H in Antwistle. And I look forward to hearing your comments, suggestions for guests, feedback of any kind, or if you'd like to have a session with me and my own guides and angels, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com. So I'll talk to you. I'll be listening, or I'll be there with Jackie, so I hope some of you will stay tuned for that at the top of the hour. For those of you who can't stay tuned, many, many blessings. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and get your radiance going. Good night.